Burgess turned stubborn. "Speak plain," he said. Pierce sighed. He reached for the money. "I'm sorry," he said. "I fear I must take my business elsewhere." Burgess caught his hand.
"Not over quick," he said. "I'm just asking."
"I can't tell you."
"You think I'll blow on you to the crushers?"
"Such things," Pierce said, "have been known to happen."
"I wouldn't blow," Pierce shrugged.
There was a moment of silence. Finally, Burgess reached over with his other hand and plucked away the 2 5-pound notes.
"Tell me what I do," he said.
"It's very simple," Pierce said. "Soon you will be approached by a man who will ask you whether your wife sews your uniforms. When you meet that man, you simply look away."
"That's all?"
"That's all."
"For 200 quid?
"For 200 quid. Burgess frowned for a moment and then began to laugh.
"What's funny?" Pierce said. "You'll never pull it," Burgess said. "It's not to be done, that one. There's no crack in those safes, wherever I look. A few months passed. There's a kid, works into the baggage car, wants to do those safes. 'Have a go,' I says to him. And he has a go for half an hour, and he gets no further than the tip of my nose. Then I threw him off smartly, bounced him on his noggin."
"I know that," Pierce said. "I was watching." Burgess stopped laughing. Pierce withdrew 2 gold guineas from his pocket and dropped them on the counter. "There's a dolly mop in the corner. Pretty thing, wearing pink. I believe she's waiting for you," Pierce said. And then he got up and walked off.